This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, the show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Joy, joy, joy.
Hello, boys, and welcome to Well, Well, Well. This is Carlos. Today I'm joined by Murray, Jack, from the VAC team. How are we, boys?
I'm doing well. It was a bit manic getting started. John was changing around the chairs.
I was, because mine was too low and I couldn't get it upright.
Just so right. You needed to get it just right.
That's right. That's
yep,
right.
Look, I'm doing well.
Yeah. Jack, you have been away for a little while, but what news do you have for us?
I know, just that it's great to be back into a cooler climate than England, which was very, very hot and very humid. So I can breathe again in Melbourne.
Well, you had your heater on yesterday.
Well, I did. That's terrible, isn't it, to say, but it was really hot in the UK.
Mm.
I've had the driest and hottest September ever, I think.
Nice. So what have we got on today's show?
Wow.
Well, sadly enough, Claire Hooper couldn't make it today. So, yeah, we're going to miss that part. But we're still going to talk about short and girly with a bit of burly.
I feel like we need to do that with a bit of a grunt, a bit of burly.
Because as everyone knows, at Well, 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 we talk about topics that relate to the GLBTI community. We're all about sex, health and well-being, and today a little bit of short and girly with a bit of burly thrown in for good measure.
Absolutely, but it's not all laughs today. We have some serious conversation about HIV treatment and PrEP with Edwina Wright, Associate Professor from the Monash University. We'll be chatting with her as well as our CEO, Simon Root.
And I'm sure Edwina wouldn't be a stranger to many people listening to this program. She's an eminent clinician. And I think we're lucky to have her in our midst in Melbourne in the HIV arena. Very lucky.
She is indeed. Now, if people want to join the conversation, how can they do, Maya?
Look, I want to use a favourite tagline of our other co-presenter friend, Tex. There is a plethora of ways that people can get in contact with us. You can like us on facebook.com/wellwellwell, or you can call us 1300 JOY 949. You can send us an email, which is probably the preferred way, onair@joy.org.au, or send us an SMS 0427 JOY 949, or you can even tweet us at wellwellwelljoy. Today we are talking about short and girly with a bit of burly. It's a very funny show. Has anyone been?
I have.
You have?
I've been a few times. I go back to the early days, so that's why I'm more sort of belong to a different perhaps generation than you, Murray. Anyway, but I go back to the early show at the Her Majesty's Theatre and also the National Theatre ones going way back. And back in those days, we haven't had that many, but... You know, Judith Lucy was a great star.
I love Judith Lucy.
The wonderful and fabulous Denise Scott was always supporting us in those days. But also, I remember seeing Linda Gibson, the late, great Linda Gibson, who died a few years ago now. She was one of Melbourne's leading stand-up comedians, and we miss her sorely. But she was always part of those things.
So for people that don't know, what is Short and Girly with a Bit of Burly?
It's about the stand-up, the cream of the crop, if you like, of Australian stand-up comedy presenters. And it's a laugh a minute. It's men, women, gay, straight, you name it. And they're all there for a good cause of raising money for the VAC's work.
Mm.
It's well worth coming along if you can.
Yeah. So I've got the list of people that will be performing. It's a comedy gala featuring Fiona O'Loughlin. Hilarious.
Oh, fabulous, fabulous.
Yes, very, very good. Tom Gleeson. I've actually got a story about Tom Gleeson.
Are you going to tell it on air?
I don't know. No, it's nothing like that. Cal Wilson.
Oh,
Hannah
yeah.
Gadsby.
Hannah's fabulous too.
Very
she's
funny.
On. She's been on one of the commercial TV channels of recent moments. Yeah.
Rachel Berger.
Oh, well known to us
You're
all.
You're laughing already.
No, but she's well. She's a great.
Claire Hooper. Tom
she's
Ballard.
Awesome. Yeah.
Tom.
Adam Richard. Very funny as well.
Yeah. He's
good friend of Vax.
Yep.
Kevin Cropinieri, and Joel Creasley.
Joel, we're talking about Joel before. He's well known out there too.
And I've actually spoken with the events coordinator this week, and he's hinted that there'll be other surprise guests.
I'm sure there always is. There's always unexpected moments and unexpected appearances, put it that way, of special guests.
Mm. So what was the best bit that you think when you went, or when you've been in these shows?
Well, I remember the one, many people have probably seen Denise and Judith in their nude suits.
Yeah. Oh.
They've done that at the Laird Hotel as well, and they've done it a couple of times. But the first time I saw that, it was a really standout performance. Great and so funny. They just don't even have to say anything. Just the way they look in their nude suits is fabulous.
Well, both of them are just funny with the way that they talk.
Yeah, I know.
But that story about Tom Gleason, when my partner and I were in Vietnam, we were staying at a hotel, and he was actually a guest in the hotel. And so my partner and I were like, that's that funny guy sitting at the table, and we did that every morning. It wasn't that great of a story.
Okay. But did you, so you didn't
that's
approach
why I'm
him?
Not a committed, no, I didn't approach him.
Oh, okay.
We just stalked him.
But you didn't introduce yourself at all?
No.
Well,
and the thing about a lot of these comedians is that they have been involved in a lot of initiatives from back, like Denise Scott.
Yeah. Rachel, of course.
Rachel.
Fiona.
They've all been, whether it's an events at the Laird or being Brando, for example.
Yeah.
A lot of the initiatives that we have. So
and generally speaking, just very supportive of the whole GLBTI community throughout Victoria and the country.
Mm. They're excellent, excellent comedians. And,
so
and
it is
so
just,
many.
I just want to let people know. It's Saturday, 25th of October. It starts at 7:30 p.m.
7:30 sharp.
Yeah,
people,
and
please.
It's a gala. Did I mention it's a gala? Everyone likes going to a gala.
Well, oh, is it a gala?
It's a gala.
And what does a gala mean exactly?
It's just fancy.
Okay, dress
so
up.
You dress up.
Yeah, well, you can dress up. You can wear jeans. I don't think they're going to turn you away at the door. But it's at the National Theatre in St Kilda. Tickets are $60. Concession groups of eight or more are $55. Concession is $54. And so you can get your tickets through Ticketmaster.
And this happens every couple of years now. It's a big show to put on just once a year, and it happens a couple of years.
Well, it's actually a Janet McLeod production,
well known
in association
to all
with VAC, and she is a good friend of VAC's. She put on earlier this year the Trivia Night, the Short and Girly Trivia Night, which raises money to actually put on this gala, and she's a hoot.
And she's a great
character. Could probably just put on. She could probably just stand up the whole time.
She could
and
just
be
do a
one
woman show, and would be happy with that as well. But we get the others thrown in for good measure. How good's that?
Yeah, indeed. I'm very looking forward to be laughing.
Yes, everyone loves
this
to laugh.
Night. So now, where can people get more info about Short and Girly?
Well, we have a Facebook page. You can go to it. That's probably the best way. So www.facebook.com. Just log into your account, and then it's Short and Girly. And then you'll be kept up to date with all the news and things that are happening. And as we add more comedians on, you'll hear about it first.
And tickets can be obtained from ticketmaster.com.au. And it's easily done.
Easily.
Yeah. And there is more information as well at vac.org.au.
As well.
As well. Yeah.
Now we are talking about the Short and Girly show with a bit of Burly. How was that?
It's been more inclusive.
That was
my
grunt Burly.
That's very good.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe you should practice that, Murray. I hate to be a bit critical. But anyway, it's taking place at the National Theatre on Saturday the 25th of October. And we are putting links up on our Facebook page. And it's a fundraising event for VAC.
And we've got lots of comedians coming, but we've got a message that's come back that's from Stephen. It says, "Welcome back, Jack. We have missed your smooth and sultry voice on air."
Oh, how nice is Stephen?
That's lovely.
I wonder who Stephen is. Thank you, Stephen. I've got a secret admirer out there. That's
You've got
nice.
Many.
Oh, dear. Well, this is a fundraiser, as we said, for VAC.
It is. And where do the funds go?
Well, there's lots of areas. That a lot of the work we do, as you know, Murray, is unfunded by government money.
Yeah.
And we're just stretching back. Sorry. My tummy's a bit too big. A lot of the activities and services emanate out of the HIV services or the services program down at the PLC. they're not funded by any government money. So we rely upon donations and fundraise monies to support that, like the nutritional program down there. There's a whole range of the art class.
It's a real hub of activity down at the Positive Living Centre.
And that's all for services for people with HIV, living with HIV. Mm. And there's a few complexities, of course, with
Does
a lot of people.
Does that really receive no funding? I didn't know that.
No, there's block funding, but a lot of those activities, that's why we rely upon volunteers.
Yeah.
They're not funded, for example. So we provide that. We have to find the money to provide.
And the David Williams Fund, we've got that as well.
That's right. Yep, and that relies upon fundraised money as well. Totally. Yeah. That's not funded by the government. It's all fundraised money. So this money is distributed across the VAC. And I think some health promotion initiatives as well, probably money would go to that. But it's mainly for the direct services and activities for people living with HIV.
Yeah, so what about the clinic and counselling?
The counselling, definitely, yeah. Counselling, yeah. Of course.
So that there is a plethora, as Tex would say.
Where is Tex when you need him?
I know, of services that VAC actually provides to the community. That's why the needs for fundraising.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the need for volunteers.
And this would be one of our biggest. I mean, I'm still within my first 12 months, so I've not experienced a short and girly with a bit of burly comedy gala. But this,
yes,
a mouthful. But this would be one of the biggest events that we put on. Yeah,
yeah. Apart from World AIDS Day, of course, where we raise money by and raising awareness and money by the Red Ribbon. That's another major one. Mm. But this is a significant one every 2 years, I believe.
So it is good to support events like this. So once again...
it's a win-win, really. You're going to support the Victorian AIDS Council, but then you're getting a great show. Mm.
Yeah.
You're getting to laugh.
And it's quite a lengthy... It's not a short little sharp thing. It's a lengthy one. You get your money's worth.
Dare I say it's a gala.
It's a gala. It's a gala. It's a gala. It's glass.
Saturday, 25th of October, 7:30 p.m. Log on to our Facebook page, Short and Girly, or go straight to ticketmaster.com.au and purchase your tickets.
Indeed.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.